Distorted View Daily proudly presents your weekend sermon by Reverend Fred Phelps.
America has become a nation of godless sodomites who mock and scoff about their sodomite sins.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's a sniff freak.
Thereby demonstrating that America is a nation of fag-enabling fools.
Oh, God, fuck me! Oh, fuck me! Oh, shit!
Because only fools make a mock at sin.
Well, why don't you show me how you handle a lube job?
Proverbs 14:9. Nation of mockers and scoffers. Land of sacrilegious buffoons like Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. America, land of the sodomite damned.
Yeah, get some grease on your hand and rub your hands on your balls and pull them down. Pull them loose, man. Pull them down so they're just hanging loose between your legs like this.
America is now irreversibly cursed of God and doomed. An avenging God will now mock you, America. Amen.
For more timely topical Bible commentary, go to GodHatesFags.com, GodHatesAmerica.com, and PriestRateBoys.com.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, May 9th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, cash in your rectum, plus skull bongs, and another day ruined by dog feces. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Ah, yes, Timothy Marie Henson, this is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday program and in the week with a great show. At the top of the program, I gotta say thanks to Merg for sending in this clip. this probably speaks volumes of his sexual fetishes. But he sent me a clip from some website. It's like Extreme Bukkake Synchronized Enema Japanese Challenge or something like that. That's pretty much what's happening in this clip. It's a bunch of Japanese girls in a circle with their asses up, and they've all been loaded with enemas. And the goal, I guess, is to get them squeezing out the enema juice in a giant eight-person fountain, synchronized style. But things don't go as planned at first. Oh, see, there's just one going right now. You can hear it splashing on the mat. That's a lot of liquid coming out of her ass. It's a tsunami of enema juice. All right, let's try it again. See if we can get all these girls on the same page. I love when they cry. They're a little, like it's hurting them. Oh. Again, it's just one girl. Loaded up with juice. The other girls can't get it out of their assholes. They all sound very disappointed. Girls, let's give it one more try. Three, two, one. Wow! Holy shit! They're all going. Fantastic. If I ever do a Distorted View stage show, I'm bringing these girls on. Oh, that's great. Oh. God, they're soaked. Oh, that was excellent. Thank you very much, Merg, for sending that in. Moving on, I have stumbled across quite a repository for Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees. And I didn't find it on my own. The boys over there at Beware of the Blog, WFMU's blog, found it. And, shortly after I discovered it, I got an email from The Shocker, also giving me a link to this website. So thank you very much, Shocker. These are all Christian songs. Awful Christian songs. How awful, you ask? Well, nothing quite sums it up like this artist singing O Nightingale. That awful, okay?
Nightingale, sweet are thy songs.
God, I should have warned you guys to turn down your speakers. All right, here's another song. This is The Safe Sex Is Just a Fantasy Rap. Someone utilizing their Casio keyboard.
Yo, safe sex is just a fantasy. You lose more than virginity. Thousands catch an STD each day, so if you're smart, you're going to say no way. When you have sex with just one lover, you're having sex with all the others that he or she has had sex with. So even one time, you're still at risk for herpes simplex, virus 2, venereal warts, just to name a few.
The human bubbly virus 2.
Plagues called STDs, sexually transmitted disease. Yo, safe sex is just fantasy. You lose more than virginity. Thousands catch an STD each day, so if you're smart, you're going to say no way.
I found out I was HIV positive because I took a damn AIDS test. Spur-of-the-moment bullshit.
Gonorrhea leaves very few clues. 2 million.
All right. Oh, I'm not done yet, though. I've got 15 of these fucking songs. All right, here's another one.
Satan, you lost, because Jesus whipped you at the cross. You're defeated, Satan. You've been beaten, because of the Lord. Your lunch was eaten, and when you feel the temptation of the devil, try not to let yourself get worried and disheveled. Remind Satan that he has been defeated.
Trying to shoehorn goddamn words that rhyme in there.
Calvary has been completed. You're defeated, Satan. Might as well cry. Because of Calvary, you were hung out too dry.
Dry. All right, here's another one. This is a song called Chock Full of Love.
I got my Savior helping my behavior. And he's chock full of love. Got Brother Jesus. He sure pleases. Chock full of love. There is no room for separation. He's done all the preparation. I am his new creation now. Chock full of love. Chock full of love. Chock full of love. Chock full of love.
All right, very good. We'll end it right there with the Christian music, although I'll put a link on the show notes and you can check out all of the songs and download them from the website. I've got a brand new Dating on Demand clip. This is Jared.
I like to go for long walks, and I enjoy sunsets. And also, I love my Pomeranian. Her name is Phoenicia, and she is the sweetest creature that ever lived. My hobbies are, I like to decorate my apartment every week or so. I switch things up and I just throw everything around.
Switch it up.
And my other hobbies are, I make sure that everyone around me knows that vegan meals are the best and that they don't take advantage of other animals.
Right, this has to be a joke, right?
And,
it can't be real.
I mean, my other big hobby is that I like lacrosse. A guilty pleasure is that on occasion, I will eat honey, which is made by bees and is completely, not accepted by vegans.
His lisp is deafening. Jared, I would get yourself into a shop or something. You've sprung a leak, my friend. It's all over the place.
Which
that
is made
up
by bees and is completely, not accepted by vegans. And honey is my thing, though. I really like honey. The happiest moment in my life so far would have to be my brother's wedding. And I brought a date, and my whole family was fine with the date, and my brother's wedding went down perfectly, and all in all, it was just the happiest moment of my life because I could be proud of who I was, and my family was proud with me.
Sweet.
My dream partner has dark brown hair.
Oh, that's me.
And
ding, check.
He loves my Pomeranian, Phoenicia, and he loves going for walks.
No.
He loves sunsets.
Nope.
Sorry. And he loves basically everything I do. I love eating vegan.
Yeah, we know about the vegan shit already. Vegans love to talk about them being vegans. That's their favorite topic. Why can't you just be vegan and just shut up about it? I like meat.
Basically everything
so
I
does
do.
Jared.
I love eating vegan, and I love basically not mistreating animals. That's pretty much what I'm about.
Okay.
You should date me because my friends tell me I'm a lot of fun and I'm kind of zany. And basically, my whole life is out of the box. So, that's why you should date me.
Who refers to themselves as zany? There you go. There's Jared for you. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's the end of the week. It's payday. You've got nothing to lose. There's no better time to sign up than right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com is the address. It's Distorted View's member site. You get full access to the entire archive of Distorted View programs, plus extended shows like the ones we did earlier this week, exclusive shows like the one we did on Tuesday in addition to the normal show. Sideshow members got an extra episode. And then on Thursday, there was an exclusive Sideshow member-only program. So really, a lot of great stuff coming up on the Sideshow. As a matter of fact, today I've got a cool video cast for you. You know, at the top of the program, I love playing video clips that have great audio, but sometimes these great videos don't have audio to go along with it, and so I can't very well play it on an audio-based podcast. So today I've got a compilation of some wonderful videos. It's going to be popping up on the Sideshow feed later today. If you don't want to miss it, sign up for the Sideshow now, superfreaksideshow.com. Got three quick stories for you, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, the story comes from Australia. A man who robbed the BNZ Cromwell Branch Bank on April 3rd was found with the cash hidden up his anus. Well, we finally figured out what the A in ATM stands for. How much money did he stick in his ass? Around $2,000. Depending on the size of the bills, that's quite an accomplishment. I mean, if it was $100 bills, that would be one thing, but if he got it all in singles, I don't care if you stuff them in your ass, you're going to be choking on them. Michael Jeffrey Lynn, 36, and unemployed, yesterday admitted robbing the bank of around $2,000. Police Prosecutor Sergeant Tom Schooler said Lynn had pressed the buzzer to gain entry to the bank and pulled the scarf out to cover his face. After a staff member had filled the bag with what money she had, Lynn apologized, saying, "I'm sorry, miss, I didn't mean to frighten you, but I'm very, very desperate." How desperate? He's willing to do an anal scene with the cash. Lynn drove to the lakefront, removed his clothes, ooh, the story is getting sexier, and set them on fire using gasoline and paper from his car. The fire was noticed by members of the public, and firefighters were called in. Construction workers nearby got there first and, using shovels, rescued the clothing and the paper, some of which had Lynn's name and address on them. When he was taken to the Queenstown police station, he said he'd given the money to an associate. Police noticed some rustling sounds from Lynn's bottom area, and on closer inspection, a roll of cash was found protruding from Lynn's anus. It was a bouquet of cash coming out of his ass. Upon closer inspection, you don't need a telescope to see a fucking wad of cash sticking out of some guy's asshole. The full amount of the cash taken in the robbery, as a matter of fact, was in his ass. The money will be destroyed. I think we're all pretty thankful that that money is not going back into circulation. Money doesn't smell good to begin with. You don't need to make it worse by adding fecal remnants to it. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Houston. Police have charged three suspects accused of using the skull of a corpse buried in a Kingwood, Texas cemetery to make a bong. Why do kids do that? You know, I've been doing this show in one form or another off and on from 2000. And in that time, I've read at least three or four stories where kids have turned skulls into bongs. And I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? You can buy bongs in stores. And I've gotten high before. It does not motivate me at all, especially to do craft projects. I just want to sit there, watch The Price is Right, and eat my, you know, chili cheese Fritos. And by the way, Drew Carey is an awful host. I think I would be a great host for The Price is Right. So when Drew Carey gets fired, CBS, come on, hire me. Sure, I've been described as having a prickly personality, but I think that's what the show needs. Do you know how many old people watch or are in the audience of that program? First day on the set, there's going to be a mass shooting. All right, Kevin Wade Jones, 17, Matthew Richard Gonzalez, 17, and a 16-year-old boy were all charged with one count of desecrating a corpse. There, DV listeners, you know it. The suspects are accused of digging up the skull of an 11-year-old boy. Makes the story even better. The skull was of a little boy. Yes, the suspects are accused of digging up the skull of an 11-year-old boy. Maybe they were all friends. Buried in a cemetery for African-American war veterans. Why was an 11-year-old boy buried in a cemetery for African-American war veterans? The plot thickens. Jinkies, indeed. The suspects allegedly used a shovel to lop off the skull and then cut off the jaw and used electrical tape to create the bong. Ingenious. Very inventive. Houston Police Department officials are not releasing the name of the deceased corpse because they are still trying to contact family members. The boy died on September 11th. Oh, don't worry, 1921. He wasn't some sort of World Trade Center victim. His skull has not been recovered. Oh, who the hell cares then? If it's 1921 when that boy died, come on. If that was my corpse, I would just be happy to be out and about doing something useful. You know what I mean? Instead of just laying there dead. Maybe when I die, if I'm still doing the show, I'll let one of my listeners use my skull as a bong. Final story we have for you today comes from Norwalk, Connecticut. A New York woman, read bitch, has filed a $100 claim against Norwalk, saying a family outing to the Maritime Aquarium was ruined by dog feces. The woman... So stupid. I can't believe this is... This made it into the newspapers. The woman claims her child's shoes, her precious snowflake's little sandals, along with the entire outing, were ruined when her one-year-old stepped in dog feces outside the Maritime Garage. City Attorney M. Jeffrey Spar said the official response is that her claim is denied, and in his words, quote, poop happens. Kelly DeBrocky, I loved her in Weird Science, wants the city to reimburse her for her $54 shoes she spent replacing her toddler's ruined shoes and the expenses for parking and aquarium admissions on April 5th. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hairy out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaking Ickies.
Hey, Tim. About that Alexis K. Tyler clip you played for the paying members only side, first of all, that was absolutely wonderful, and I have to say that there's nothing like black people talking about stink. They have the market cornered on it. I cherish every moment of it. But Alexis was saying that in order to get rid of ass stink, you should mix bleach and ammonia. And now, on even the generic bottles of bleach and ammonia, it says, don't mix bleach and ammonia. This is the way that house cleaners and housewives die, because they mix these two together to clean out the bathtub and then they fall into the noxious fumes. I'm kind of thinking to myself that possibly ass stink, or maybe, I don't know, the ass must stink pretty badly if you need to mask it or at least divert attention from the ass stink by using fatally noxious fumes.
Then you've got corpse stank to deal with. That's true. I can't wait for the upcoming Alexis K. Tyler video where she actually gives you the recipe. Ammonia, bleach, battery acid, gasoline, and turpentine. Mix that with a little bit of baking soda. Your ass won't stank no more. All right, a couple more here.
Hey, Tim. Got a bizarre sex term for you.
Oh, it's bizarre sex term time. Lasers! I love the laser sound effects.
It's called the Mississippi Milk Dud. Okay. You fuck a chick in the ass, and when you're done fucking her in the ass, the shit that's on your dick, you roll it up into balls, and then you feed it to her. Later.
That is so wonderful.
Hey, Tim, this is Al from Montreal. Love your show. Sideshow member, you. Long-time listener.
Nice.
Got turned on to the show when you guest-hosted for Don and Drew.
Oh.
I have a bizarre sex term for you.
Oh, another bizarre sex term.
Bizarre sex terms.
All right, let's see what this guy has.
It's called the Michael Carino from Akron, Ohio. You're in the middle of fucking a girl really good, and then you stop, you call her, and you tell her what she could do to improve her podcast. Take it easy.
The freaks are busting Michael Carino's chops now. All right, next up here.
Hey, Tim, just called to tell you how I'm feeling. I want to make you understand.
The sweet sounds of Rick Astley. That hair. Oh, God, that hair. All right, thank you very much. I really thought he was going to give me a Bristol stool chart update. I'm having a number three type of day. All right, one more voicemail. We'll get the hell out of here.
Hey, Tim. Sean here from the Thunder Radio Show. Hey, I wanted to call and comment on Alexis K. Tyler's video that you played on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's given some great advice mixing ammonia and bleach. I mean, these women won't have to worry about the smell anymore because the poisonous gas will take care of that.
I'm so glad you guys caught that because I didn't even put the two together. Just proves that people really listen to what Alexis K. Tyler is saying. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. Is it oh God?
Chock full of love. Chock full of love. Chock full of love. Chock full of love.
Yikes. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. If you haven't voted in the month of May, do so now. Get Distorted View in the top 10. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. Guys, thanks so much for a great week of programs. We'll do it all over again starting on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.